Zohar Truma, Chok Yisrael, Day 2, and except for 131b. Karasi Safra, when the morning comes, and the congregation is found in the shul, it's necessary that they should be found with the songs and phrases of David, meaning saying them. Well, Kimna behold is explaining that it is an arrangement to awaken love above and below. That the Anshik Nesek Dola, men of great assembly, arranged that we should say these Psalms of David, praises and songs to Hashem, as part of the morning prayer, in order to awaken the love of Hashem for us and our work, awaken our love for Him, above in the spiritual worlds and below to express down in this world. Iskakna tikkunin lasara chedva, to fix up rectifications and to awaken bliss. Fixes up rectifications, and raises this fallen sparks out of the negative forces. And then that's like to negate bad things, and then to, in the chiyuvi, in a positive sense, to awaken joy to the connection to Hashem, connection to the Shechina, through singing and praising to Him. The whole begin, Dor, Levoi, Mesari, Lisara, Chimu, V'chedu, Leila. Behold, because of this, the Levites awaken, to awaken, like they get themselves up, they are aroused to awaken love and bliss above, because they sing to Hashem. And when the sacrifice is offered, and the prayer is like a sacrifice, so the Levim used to sing to Hashem, so also our prayer has to be sing, to sing the songs of David, meaning the Shirin Tishbachim, the songs and praises. And they used to say, sing the Psalms of David, but with the whole band, with the whole musical, the process of offering up the sacrifices in the temple. And this we see clearly, that when we do say the Psalms of David, they should not be just recited, they should be sung. It should be like a concert. A person put his whole effort into it and really perform. And one who speaks in the shul in mundane issues, woe to him. That he shows a separation. It means he causes to make it look as if the divine presence is not there. Nothing special, so he can just speak about anything. And this causes, as if it were a separation, the unity of Hashem that is supposed to be manifest there through the Shekhinah. Because what a person does affects how the Shekhinah rests in a place, and especially in a shul. V'ayilei, woe to him, the gora meim nusa, that he causes a lack of faith. Faith is the draws from quality of Malchus, quality of Shekhinah, and speech is also drawn from Malchus, as an introduction to Zohar, per Malchus, the mouth is Malchus, according to the way a person speaks, especially in a shul, that determines his connection with the Shekhinah. Violate Lesley Chulka Belkot Israel. Woe to him that he has no portion in the Lord of Israel, because he separated himself away, Chas Hashem. Ach Seidor Lesley Alka. He shows you, behold, he does not have a Lord. Lo Yishtachach Tamon. He's not found there. Lo Dachumi, he's not afraid of him. Ani Kolonah B'tikunah Yilod Yileila. And he acts in a disparaging way, the way he treats spurnable rectification above, not appreciating that we're doing there in the shul is something very high and awesome and spiritual, fixing up all the spiritual worlds and preparing the way for Mashiach to come. As a behold of the time when Israel arranges in the shul, that behold continued the day two, at the time, at the time when Israel arranges in the shul, the arrangement of the songs and praises, and the arrangement of the prayer. Arrangement means it's set and formatted after all the spiritual worlds above. It makes rectifications and connections and everything going on. Kedin Miskanchi Tlos Mishir Nimalchi Loid. Then is gathered three camps of supernal angels. Mishir Sechada Inim Malchun Kedishni Loin Roshavchun the Kutcher Brichu. If you remember, one camp is those high holy angels that praised, only blessed be he in the day.
Yenisa Achronin, the Kol Mishavchin, the Kutcher Brichu Leilu. Because there's others that praise the Holy and Blessed Be He in the evening. Achronin, Yenu, the Kol Mishavchin, the Kutcher Brichu. The others that praise the Holy and Blessed Be He, Raman, Shirin, Shishbachin, Mahadei Israel, Biamama. And they say songs and praises with Israel in the day. Mishir Yasa, Tanyan, the second campaign of Malachin, Kedishin, Mishtachi, Vichol, Kedusha, Kedusha, Israel, Makachi, the Zata. They're holy angels that are found in every single sanctification that Israel sanctifies below. When we say the praises of Hashem, so they accompany us. We have a supernal celestial choir. Sing along with us when we praise Hashem. Shultanu, Dilahon, Kolin and Misarin, Kolin and Rikin, and Vaislos Israel, and in their domain, under at least the jurisdiction of these angels, it means to say, is all of those that awaken in all those skies, that prayer of Israel, the special angels that are appointed to be together with the prayer. And when we pray down below, they awaken these, all these troops and camps and hosts of angels above to sing and praise along with us. And they're part of the whole rectification of the prayer. And through our prayer, we draw them spiritual sustenance. And they're happy and they praise Hashem. And all the worlds are in joy and united. And the Shekhinah is able to shine its light from above, a full straight flow to below. The third camp, these are those supernal maidens that are fixed up with the divine presence, which means the souls and the angels that are drawn and the channels that the Shekhinah's light is given to the world. They fix as if it were her, referring to the Shekhinah, up to enter in before the king for the unification. These are those camps that are high above them all. They're all fixed up with the arrangement of Israel. When we do it, these are those high camps above them all. They're all fixed up with the arrangement of Israel. Mistakni is sat to fix up below. Meaning Shirin Tishbachan and those songs and praises, meaning saying the Psalms, Mesukah Zimra. That prayer that Israel prays. Once these three camps are set up, then Israel opens up in song, and sing before their master. And that one camp, many of angels, that is appointed to praise their master in the day, is Daman Alayhu, set up with them, sing with them together. It's one big accompaniment, one big orchestra. And in those praises of David HaMelech, meaning in the Psalms, Wokim the Milim has explained these ideas, how great it is when we sing to Hashem in the Tefillah, and what it accomplishes above.